This is not my sad little carnival. You don't want my opinion.
Then keep your mouth shut.
But since you asked so sweetly, Mr. Bailey, that bite and the tie to Lavius it planted in Delaney can absolutely kill him.
No, it cannot.
You're afraid of shadows, Ancient One, and you'll let every person in this town fall just to keep your promise to a man long dead.
Be silent, or I will cut your tongue out before your heart.
Whoa. I stood up, hands extended, as if I could separate the demon and the vampire more than the table between them already did. There are rules we follow here, Rossi. You know that. There is no killing allowed. Not between creatures, not between humans, not at all. Ryder was also standing, his hands loose at his sides like he was ready to pull a gun and start pointing it at someone.
The demon is protected under the laws set into the very soil of this town.
Ryder spoke in that odd drone that happened when Mithra's power was pushing hard on his willpower.
That we even have laws, rules, tenets to harbor a demon pisses me off. But if you break that law, Rossi, it won't just be Delaney dishing out the consequences. It will be me, and the God of Contracts through me.
Rossi didn't look even slightly cowed by either of our threats. Aaron leaned forward in his seat, looking like he'd wished he'd brought popcorn for the show.
Don't add another layer of crazy to this cake, Rossi. I'm already juggling all I can handle, and I need death of the demon who has my soul to be off the plate right now.
I thought he heard me, his stance easing an infinitesimal amount, though his killing gaze never left Baffin.
Delaney, would you like to know what your father made Rossi promise him before he died? What he promised him about you?
Rossi shot up out of his chair. I sprang forward at the same time, and so did Baffin. I leaned out in front of the demon, throwing myself between them. And yeah, sadly, I was fast enough to do so before Rossi started around the table.
Sit the hell down.
A sliver of the murderous lust in his eyes seemed to cool. He chewed on that anger, the muscles at his strong jaw clenching, the meat of his lips stretching against the protrusion of his fangs. At last, Rossi straightened and sat back in his chair. I turned on Baffin, who in 5 minutes had caused more trouble than the literal god of war at the end of the table.
Baffin, leave. You are not helping, and I don't have time for your shit. Leave. Now.
Are you sure you want to set me free on this succulent little town? Are you sure I won't feast on all the sweet treats?
You do, I'll kill you.
Then you and I will be locked in death together for eternity. Much more enjoyable than with your father. Perfectly cozy.
Gonna give you to the count of three.
Ryder pulled out his gun from the side holster I had foolishly hoped he wasn't wearing and placed it on the table in front of him.
One.
Baffin didn't even bat an eye at the gun. Myra reached into her pocket. Seriously? Had everyone brought guns to the conference room? But she didn't draw a gun. She withdrew a piece of chalk. Okay. Baffin instantly stilled. Myra didn't even look at him, but instead sketched something on the tabletop, quick, sure strokes mapping a design, her dark hair tucked back behind her ears and swinging softly at the curve of her neck with each motion.
What's this?
Baffin didn't even glance at what she was drawing, but was enraptured with her face. He leaned forward, fingertips pressed against the cool tabletop.
Do you think you have the leverage over me to complete this spell? You, a mortal woman? Do you think anyone does? Oh, you've been a clever little girl, haven't you? I haven't seen that form of rune in centuries. It didn't work then, and the one who used it was a master spellworker who I had a vested interest in paying attention to. You could say I was mildly obsessed with him. You, though? What worth are you to me?
Hey,
Myra never once looked up. Her eyes narrowed and shoulders set as she continued to draw.
What is that? Myra, what are you doing?
No one has successfully thrown that spell on me. You're going to be terribly disappointed in yourself when you fail. You think I want you? That you are something I want? That you could really send me?
Myra finished her drawing, looked up, and met his gaze.
How sad for you. It won't.
She snapped the chalk in half. And Baffin disappeared. 1 minute he was standing there, smoldering and smack-talking my sister. The next he was gone, leaving nothing but an empty seat and a hint of his aftershave behind.
Nice.